The message I'm teaching about is called Food for the Stomach. Say food for the stomach. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say food for the stomach. And we're going to look for things which you've never heard of. And I believe tonight you're going to have a good understanding. And I'm going to unlock your fasting life. That every fasting you ever did or you ever do from now, before you finish your fasting, you'll be seeing results. Who wants to learn that? Who wants to learn that? All right, so let's go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. From verse 33. The Bible says, therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him aught to eat? Now, for you to understand better, let's go to NKJV, New King James Version. I want to show you something there, which is very important. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Has anyone? They marveled. They were surprised to see that this man, Jesus, he told them to go and buy food. He said, go and buy food. So all the disciples went to buy food. And Jesus Christ immediately ventured into fasting. Now, he stayed the whole day without eating anything. Now, the disciples were surprised. Has anyone brought him food? Something to eat? Has anyone? Now, the Bible says, when they were asking one another, it is because they were shocked. They were surprised. And I want you to understand that the man we are talking about here, he is not a human being. Yes, he has manifested in the human flesh. But yet, he's the Son of God. And his name is Jesus, who is in the Trinity of the Father. Oh, are you there? Yes. Yet when he comes on earth, he knows the power of fasting. I thought he's God already. I thought he's powerful already. He doesn't need to fast anymore. But he understands the power of fasting. And listen to me. At that moment, Jesus Christ went to Samaria. And don't forget, Samaria was a city which had people who were half caste, half Jews and half Gentiles. So there was a particular time where the Israelites were captured to go to Babylon, where there was Nebuchadnezzar. Around there, there were some who got married to the people of Babylon, which is our present Iraq. Now, when they got married there, the children which were born there were half Jews and half Gentiles. Now, when they went back to Israel, they also who were half caste were taken along, but they were not allowed to live in Israel, so they were living in Samaria. So they also had the rights of being called the seed of Abraham. But there was an enmity between the two camps. Huge enmity. And if we dig the Bible from the history background, you'll find out that there was a particular time whereby all the men of Samaria were all killed because there was one Samaritan who had raped one child from Israel. And there was an order to kill all men in Samaria. So because of that, there was an enmity between these two camps. So there was no visitation. One, we are seeing the issue where all men in Samaria were killed. Don't forget that statement. Two, we are seeing the statement whereby they are half-caste. So there is an issue here of racism. So there was no visitation. Yet the Samaritans, people from Samaria, they also were also having the rights. That's why the woman told Jesus openly. She said to him, she said, our forefather Jacob dug this well. Yet same Jacob means Israel. So these people share the same ancestor. But they had differences, they had problems. And there was no way where a Jew and Israel could go and preach in Samaria. There was completely no way. And Jesus wants to win the whole city of Samaria to lead them to Christ to himself. He looks his disciples, they're all eating, they're in the flesh. Then he says, what will I do here? Then Jesus goes into fasting. All right, you know the following. Did you hear this? Then Jesus goes into fasting. He understands there is no one who can break the enemy to between the two. No one. Then he goes into fasting. Then he goes on the well where there was a woman. The whole chapter, John chapter 4, it talks of the woman. Then he finds the woman fetching water. Then he says, can you give me water? And the woman is surprised. The woman says, there is no visitation between the Jews. Are you here? There's no visitation between us, the Jews and the Samaritans. There's no visitation. She spoke to him. There is no complete visitation. Listen to me. There may be no connection in your life. There may be completely a blackout in your life. But where fasting is involved, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, where fasting is involved. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, the woman, she tells Jesus, it's impossible. And remember, if Jesus goes to Samaria, he will be stoned. Hello? If Jesus goes to Samaria, he will be what? And he can't tell them about himself. They will stone him. Imagine this woman was so rude to him. But Jesus was in what? In fasting. Now the Bible says, therefore the disciples said unto him, one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? Verse 34. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of God who sent me and to finish his work. So fasting, it is also called the will of God. I'm talking to people who are hearing, right? So fasting is also called what? The will of God. We are going. So Jesus said, my food is to do the will of God and to finish. Which means Jesus' mind was to win the souls of Samaria. Well, the disciples, all they were thinking was to feed their stomach. Did you hear me? Yes. Did you hear me? Yes. Then when we go to verse 11, the Bible says, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Now, the woman is telling Jesus, because Jesus tells this woman, he says, woman, I don't need your water. I have water which is living. And the woman said, where do you get that water? And you have nothing to draw water from. How? Now, verse 12 says, are you greater than our father Jacob? What I told you, that there was a connection. All of them, they had the same background. Who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks of the physical water at your house, the water in the bottle which you buy in your shops, will what? Thirst again. 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him, which is a spiritual thirsty. So fasting, it is a spiritual, it's an act of spiritual hunger and a spiritual what? Thirst. It says, whosoever drinks of this water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up. Right as you are fasting, there is a new water that God puts inside of you. I'm talking to wrong people. I think let me go this direction. There is a spring of water. That's what the Bible says. Out of your belly shall rivers of what? Living water come out of you. That's where I can approach a person, he's going to fall down. Why? Because he's hit by the water from me. So when you fast, there is food, there is a spiritual drink that comes in your system. I'm talking to right people here. It's a food for the stomach. It's a real food. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, somebody? Now, so this is it. The Bible says, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water. Imagine where you are sitting, you are just having a fountain of water. So what happened? So Jesus Christ goes into fasting. And then he meets this woman in fasting. There is a possible reason why Jesus Christ sent his disciples away. Are you hearing me? There is a what? A possible reason. Can you hear me? There's a what? There's a possible reason why Jesus could send his disciples away. Because they were in the flesh. And Jesus wants to win the whole city. They're all eating. Jesus wants to break the barrier. In your family, there's a barrier. A particular barrier that no one goes to university, that no one ever bought a house or built a house, a nice house. All of you are all renting. No one in your family ever got rich. All of you are struggling. There is a barrier that all of you reach a particular level and you fail to go beyond that level. There's a barrier of getting marriage breakthrough. So Jesus wants to break this barrier and he goes into fasting. Oh, you're not even hearing me. And all the people who were with Jesus, they're not even fasting. We hear the Bible saying they all went to a market to buy food, leaving him alone. Now, you are here, right? So when you are fasting, listen to me. When you are fasting, there is this new thing. That's why Jesus Christ, when he was fasting, he had living water in him. And he even told the woman, he said, woman, it is me having the water. Did you hear that? He said, it is me having the water and I can give you. And the woman said to him, give me this water. And the Bible says that Jesus began to prophesy. Which means the water was what? Prophecy. The reason why we have people who have no word from God, no revelation, no vision in them, it is because they don't live a fasted life. Oh, I'm talking to wrong people here. So they are full of their own understanding, full of their own thinking, full of their own reasoning and full of their own faculties of medulla oblongatas. But when you are full of the water, when you are full of this living water, there is a realm where you begin to venture, where you begin to see visions. You begin to hear in the spirit. You begin to sense in the spirit. You begin, I think I'm talking to people who are. Somebody came to me and said, Major One, I need a double portion of your anointing. And by that time, I was in fasting of 21 days. And him had eaten his stomach like this. It's a double portion of my anointing. I said, the way I'm struggling with my anointing, not eating. And you just want to come here and get double portion. I said, move out. Papa, I said, no, go. Double portion. Are you serious? You eat like this? I'm not doing that nonsense. I'm not giving anyone my double portion. Quarter portion, we can discuss. Put a hands on Jesus, somebody. All right. So this woman, she's a prostitute. In other words, she has got 5 men, and all of them are called the husbands. And Jesus goes into her. It is impossible to use such a woman to touch a city unless you're into fasting. Then Jesus comes. He finds this woman and he begins to talk to the woman. He says, woman, he begins to prophesy to the woman. He prophesies to the woman and he finishes. The woman ran into the city. Don't forget, there is no visitation between the Jews and the Samaritans. And Jesus cannot cross. But that day he wants to save the whole city. Oh, you're not even hearing. And the Bible says, let me show you something. From verse 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seeks thou, or why talks thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. The woman couldn't even get water anymore. Left her water pot, went into the city. Now, the Bible said the woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the, not women, to the what? Men. Don't forget, men of this city were killed. And this is a new generation which has got anger of the Jews to revenge. And Jesus' target are those men. And he talks to a woman who goes to the men. So since this woman is having a background of prostitution, it was very easy for her to go to talk to men because they were her customers.
Ian. Power.
She had every phone number of every man in the city. Now, I think I'm talking to wrong people. Are you hearing? Now, Jesus' plan is to touch the men. But these are the same men who are very angry. Who are actually telling, even the woman is actually telling Jesus, if the woman was resisting a Jew, an Israelite, what more men? But when the woman went her way into the city, and the woman went, then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the man, 29, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? 30. Then they went out of the city and came to him. All men in the city went to meet Jesus. All men in the city received Jesus. It was impossible. The mission could take Jesus Christ 2 years to preach to every house. But because Jesus was in fasting, the work was cut short. Am I talking to somebody? What he was supposed to achieve in many years, he achieved in a short period of time because of fasting. Am I having somebody who is fasting in the place? So fasting can make something. Oh, yeah. If you were living a life of fasting from long time ago, by now, I just don't know where you could be by now. I just don't know. I live a fasted life. Some of you are failing just to fast one day. So why I love fasting? You may even ask why. Because I'm not poor praying for money. I'm not poor. Why? This is a problem now where I want to show you something. I'm not poor and I've never prayed for money. I don't pray for needs in my life. And this was the first thing I told my wife. I said, I never fast nor pray for money. If I'm praying, I'm praying for my relationship with God. When I'm fasting for my relationship. Not money. Now, listen to me. I'm not saying you should follow what I'm doing. You'll be in trouble. Don't do this at home, eh? Even at school. All right, so when you are fasting, now listen to me. Jesus Christ is fasting. As is fasting. The work was in hours, the whole city. In hours. The whole Pretoria. I mean, the whole... This is how we came and invaded Pretoria and South Africa. It is because we know how to cut the work short. I've been in South Africa, this is my second year. But the way you look at the things in the ministry, it's as if I've been here for so many years. We know how we cut the work short. We live a life of fasting. We live a life of prayer that makes the work to be cut short. Oh, you're not even hearing what I'm saying. You'll be struggling if you're a pastor who just eats. You'll be struggling with the same members. They'll come, new members this Sunday. They'll go. Next week, Sunday, I've got another group. And the ones who came last week, they're not there in the church. Because even God looks on earth and says, who this problem in my child? Where can I send my child to get the solution? Then he looks around all men of God. He says, no. He says, I think that one can handle. You'll be wondering, the whole world will be flying to one man of God, leaving all other men of God, because God sees that this man of God can handle their situations. So God begins to send people to that man. You're even hearing me. So God begins to send people. You don't come here by gunpoint. There's a particular force that pushes you to come. So God sees you. When you are praying, he says, who can remove this problem? He says, who? That's why God he takes a lot of people and draws them close where he knows they'll be assisted. Otherwise, you'll be busy attacking other men of God. Oh, those ones are using juju. They're using charms. No, it's not a charm, my friend. There's a particular life they're living. Put your hands for Jesus, somebody. I don't remember the day that I slept at 3 o'clock. The day that I slept so early, it was 4:30 in the morning. And you are sleeping the whole night. And in the morning you wake up. I need anointing. I spend 1 hour every day, 1 hour praying for accuracy of prophecy. Every day, 1 hour to just praying for accuracy. That's when I hold a microphone like this, I know that I can't miss anything. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? So when you see me putting my hand like this, can I prophesy with my hand in my pocket? I know, because, you know, we fight these battles not on the pulpit. We fight all whatever we do on the pulpit somewhere where we pray and fast. That's why when we come here, I have already prayed. I'll just touch you and say like this, you are free. Like, huh? You are free. You go home and you see things have changed. But he didn't even pray a lot, just said, I'm free. Yeah, because we don't pray on the pulpit. Even though you're clapping hands like you're hungry. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? In the miracle tent, are you hearing me? Now, get this information. So Jesus managed to win the whole city. So what is the secret of fasting? What is so special in the fasting? What is so special and what is fasting? The word fasting is not a spiritual word. It is a physical word which is used by anyone. Muslims do fast. Hindus do fast. Those who worship idols also fast. So fasting is not a spiritual term. Fasting simply means withdrawal from food or drink. At a hospital, there's a special treatment called fasting. They may actually tell you to say, they may write for you. And they say, go and fast. And they come back after 2 days. Don't eat food. And they'll actually put away the fasting. Especially when you have got problems of intestines, colon problems. And they want to scan something or there's something. They may actually send you into fasting. So it's not a spiritual term. Like, I'm fasting, I'm fasting. And you take that word for pride. Oh, I'm fasting. No. Fasting, even anyone can fast. That's why in the morning, you call yourself, I'm eating breakfast. Because when you are sleeping, you don't eat anything the whole night. That's why they call it breakfast. Because you break the fast. So all these years you didn't know. So every day, every person goes into fasting. So when you are sleeping, right, you don't eat anything. That's the longest period a human being doesn't eat. Though we have got some here who are professionals who wake up around 3, they eat something. They sleep with a plate of chicken on there. Just wake up. Bang, bang. They eat as if they're on contract. eating as if they've been hired. All right, so listen. So every morning, that's the longest period where you don't eat. That's why it's called breakfast. Because you were into fasting, you were sleeping, and now you're breaking it. So it's called breakfast, right? Yeah. Now, so fasting is not a spiritual word. It simply means to withdraw. Now, the question is, why are you withdrawing? That's where the word fasting comes from. Why are you withdrawing? Because I want God to hear my cry. Because I am told by a doctor not to eat. Because I am fasting under my religion of Hinduism. Or because of I am a Rastafarian. Now, so I've got different reasons of fasting. Now, the problem is most Christians, they just think fasting is not to eat food. No. That not eating food is called food strike. Okay? So if you don't eat the whole day and say, I want God to see me through, and the whole day you're staying without food, no, that's not fasting. It is hunger strike. That's not fasting. So fasting must be there must be something that you do, an understanding. You must replace the physical food with the spiritual food. Are you hearing me? It is very important if you're at home. Sometimes you are just leaning into the things of the Spirit. It is good just to go on the TV, open your prophetic channel, sit down. Just that today I'm fasting. I want just to feed the word from prophetic channel. When I'm teaching, you take your Bible, you learn again, you write. When you say pray, you pray along. Just a whole day. You go in your bedroom, you close your door, you read your own Bible, you study the Bible, you pray. So that's what you call fasting. You may not pray for maybe 2 hours yourself, but you're not supposed to keep yourself away from the spiritual substance. Sit somewhere, get some worship songs, keep on listening. Take your earphones, put them in your ears, listen to worship songs. How do you do it? How do you do it? You're in fasting, but you're busy at a bottle store. And songs, they're dancing there, all these secular songs, crazy songs, and eventually, without even knowing, you begin to shake your head like this. And your feet like this. How do you do that? So fasting. Look what I'm saying, fasting. Say it again. Fasting. Say it again. Fasting. Say it again. Fasting.